Welcome everybody, Shir number 1159. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Deliv. Remember Baron Z, so Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe and Lirafua Shalema Sara Fega Basle and Achama. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad trapping. Okay, we're trying to finish off a few more odds and ends here and there. And then we hope Ezra Sashem to move on to our next Malacha of Shoichet, which is has to do with killing, slaughtering, but in any case it involves other things also. Making oneself bleed. We'll see how that works, how that applies. But it also has to do, obviously, with insects and these various different type of things. Okay, so just getting back to our malacha, interesting thing brings down the Sefer Malacha and Leshivtacha, that one has to be careful. In our Simon Shin Tet Zayin, Ois Mem Dalet, he brings it down another place also. In reference to the Tarnagoilim, you know, like those chickens that are for kapiras. We spoke about last time in reference to an animal, a dog, a cat, or even possibly a chicken, but in any case whereby it comes back, it's B'nai Tarbus, it comes back to the house, and not just comes back to the house constantly, but it's used to the owner, it doesn't run away from the owner, the owner pets it, not on Shabbos, during the week, the owner pets it, cuddles it, whatever they do over there, and the animal likes it, and the animal doesn't run away b'chalal at all, so that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that there is no trapping in such an animal. We did say, though, that if it's a type of an animal that runs away, even though it constantly hangs around the house, constantly comes back, but if you go, you know, to pet it or to try and grab it during the week. On Shabbos, of course, it's muksa. We've spoken about many times. Shabbos, all animals are muksa, including pets, but if somebody goes and tries to pet it or whatever the case is during the week or grab it, it runs away, it slivers away and so on. But it hangs around and comes back at night and so on. So such an animal to trap is not allowed also, but it will be midrabbonon and not the araisa. So in conjunction with that brings down the Sefer Malacha and the Shivtacha, that one has to be careful in conjunction with when it comes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and these type of Yom Tovim, you have Kaparis, right? Kaparis, and many people do with a chicken. So you have a lot of times, you have chickens and various different aspects of it. Not that people don't have these chickens that grow up in the house. They come from, like he says, the Sefer Malacha and the Shivtacha all the way at the end in the last in our Simon Shin Tezayin. He says, "Imaviu tarne goylim lekaparis b'Rosh Hashanah." And right, you have these chickens for Rosh Hashanah. They come from a different city. They're not used to people, right? They're not used to they're not your pet at all. They're nothing but chlal. It's just a chicken running around. So to capture just such a chicken and put it into a coop, that's taka isur min haTorah. It's a dava shemina nitzai. It's definitely type of a creature, an animal that people trap to use. I mean, a chicken is a chicken, right? This is just because of the fact that it's for kaparis. Doesn't make a difference. So if it ran out of the cage, you're not allowed to put it back in. Just to read, he says in another place also in Ois Mem Dalet, Aval Hu Vaday Shetzarich Lizor Ma'od Batevus Shemanochem Boya Tarnagoylim. One has to be careful in those type of boxes or chicken coops, Shemanichem Litzarich HaKaparis Lefnei Yom Kippur, that are before Yom Kippur. Let's say the Shabbos Shuva before Yom Kippur, whatever the case is, Shem Pesach Kisuyim. Let's say for whatever reason, one of the chicken coops and those chickens for kaparis is not your pet, so now the door opened up, right? Is also lachzer l'sargrim. You can't put it back in. Not else the muksa, but else the trapping, which is even worse. It's mamash deraisa, because that's trapping a real dover shemina nitzayit, a real animal that's made for trapping. It's not yours. It's running wild. If you leave it go, it's just going to run away. It's never coming back to you. So you can't trap it. You can't have it go back into the chicken coop. And if the door is open, you can't close the door. So one has to be very, very careful with these things. The only thing is, if one need be or whatever the case is, the chicken is back in, you could close the door partially, whereby it's enough that the chicken could just walk right out. Because then you never, like we spoke about in the, from the Mishnah Berurah, but it has to be enough whereby the chicken can just walk out at any time, basically. If the chicken doesn't walk out, so that's his problem. But one has to be careful. You're not allowed to close the door on these chicken coops, and you can't shove the chicken back in, and so on. That's a real deraisa of tzeda. Okay, another interesting thing he brings down, not interesting, it's dangerous, but if there's a bear, he brings a dove, a bear, does a sefer machan l'shiftecha. We've heard in the past, Nebuch stories, once a bear that took a child, Rachmanu l'Aslan, A bear is a dangerous thing. You have to be very careful. A dangerous thing. So it brings out if there is taka. Sometimes you have it upstate in the country, whatever, these type of things. If there's a bear in a place whereby there are people, you know, people who live, people go, and so on. On Shabbos, one has to he says you're allowed to go after it. He says even to kill it. I mean, I think most people are not killing, but at least they use the telephone, call the police, call the authorities to have the bear trapped. It's a danger. Bear is a dangerous thing. He says even avafal pisha doiv bereach mimenu, even if it's like it's running away, once it smells people, food, and there is different type of things, it's a problem. So he says this is called a dangerous situation. He brings down an ois pei beis, and one will be allowed, which is most people are not going to trap it themselves or whatever, but at least to call the police and call the authorities. Whatever has to be done to get this bear to capture this bear and take it away. Especially, moreover, in time where there's children running around and these type of things, one has to be extremely careful. This would be a pekuach nefesh, a dangerous situation, a sighting of a bear. Now, another interesting thing he brings down, Rahman al-Assad, nobody should know of it, but let's say a person has lice or a child has lice or something, and on Shabbos the parents have to take care of the child and the lice, and a person in that case should definitely talk to a Rav before Shabbos and find out how to go about it. Obviously there's various, not just the lice itself, but there's various different issues in reference to, you can't comb the hair and how to work it, and if you pull out a hair from the head, you're running into a major problem. Of Goize is another one of the 39 malachas, so definitely in such a case in time like that, need be, if somebody has such a situation with a child, Rahman al-Slan, and they have to check for the lice or clean the lice or whatever the case is, so then definitely one should ask their Rav how to go about doing it in the various different, situations. There's a few different issues involved over there in reference to that. We're not going to get into everything. You have the Mlach of Goizes, you have Natilas Neshama, you could have Tzad, whatever the case is. But a person has to ask. Each case is different. Like I said, they have to be told exactly step by step how to go about doing it. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.